XDR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. The presidential history books have been rewritten.
I'm Tom Foti. With two impeachments asked, President Donald Trump made history while still in office. Now, says legal analyst Lori Levinson,
Donald Trump is now facing federal charges in Florida, state charges in New York. Both of them involve criminal accusations,
which, as through his many investigations and lawsuits, Trump denies.
I'm an innocent man. I did nothing wrong. And we will fight this out just like we've been fighting for 7 years. It would be wonderful if we could devote our full time to making America great again.
For now, Trump is scheduled to make the trip to the Miami courthouse on Tuesday.
Lawmakers on both sides reacting. Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy called it a dark day for the country and promised to hold President Biden accountable. Democratic Congressman Jerry Connolly tweeted, "No one is above the law." People in 15 states and Washington, D.C. are still seeing smoky skies and breathing in unhealthy air. CBS's Bradley Blackburn in New York.
A large part of the U.S. suffered under smoky skies for another day. Alerts extended from the Northeast to as far south as Knoxville, Tennessee. The situation improved somewhat in New York, which saw some of its worst air quality ever on Wednesday, but remained at far from healthy levels.
The Belmont Stakes is supposed to take place Saturday, and for now the race is still on. But New York Governor Kathy Hochul said the third and final jewel of the 2023 Triple Crown Series could be canceled if the air quality index there exceeds 200. Do you feel like you're always being asked to tip everyone for everything? Correspondent Carter Evans on what's being called tipflation.
Asking for tips at the register runs the risk of alienating customers, but businesses that totally eliminate tips usually have to charge more on menu prices. And the research shows that when restaurants replace tipping with higher menu prices, their online ratings usually go down.
While life-saving fentanyl strips are still illegal in many states, our Jim Crisula tells us,
at least 20 states have decriminalized fentanyl testing strips, which can help people who use drugs avoid exposure to the highly potent synthetic opioid that's ravaging the U.S. with overdose deaths. The strips are still technically illegal in some states under drug paraphernalia laws decades old.
Do you have trouble sleeping at night? If you sleep less than 5 hours, you are three times more likely to have a stroke than those who regularly get 7 hours of shut-eye. But according to a new CDC study, getting even more than 7 hours isn't good either. 9 hours of sleep was linked with a twofold increase in stroke. This is CBS News.
Hiring's a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
The Brandy Old Fashioned is Wisconsin's official cocktail. How do you go about making yours a little official-er? Mix in Wisconsin's own Drink Wisconsinably Brandy. It's smooth, it's delicious, and it's bottled right here in Wisconsin, giving your Brandy Old Fashioned even more local flavor. And what about those times you're out and about and don't want to bring along a muddler in a glass? Drink Wisconsinably's got you covered then, too, with their Brandy Old Fashioned in a can. Enjoy Wisconsin's quintessential cocktail anywhere. Ask for Drink Wisconsinably beverages where brandy is served or sold. Remember to think responsibly when you drink Wisconsinably. Drink Wisconsinably Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Wisconsin.
It's time you checked out Champions Pub on Milwaukee's east side, a classic Milwaukee tavern since 1956. Champions is a comfortable place to gather and enjoy a drink over a game of shuffleboard, cribbage, bags, golden tea, or just relax in its sunny beer garden or covered deck. Champions Pub has something for everyone. It's a great place to escape the usual bar crowds and hide out for drinks and conversation. Stop by Champions Pub and enjoy its good service and low-key neighborhood atmosphere.
The summer heat can really get to you. Hot, sticky, you feel like you're melting. But Wauwatosa, coming in July, it'll be easy to cool off at Joy Ice Cream Social. This family-run, family-friendly business is more than just ice cream. It's a cool community hangout spot for friends and family. Let's talk about the ice cream. 16 delicious rotating flavors direct from the chocolate shop in Madison. The perfect way to stay sweet and cool this summer. Opening in July, Joy Ice Cream Social. Scoop, snack, shop. 8334 West North Avenue. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Get ready to dominate the field like never before. Get to Soccer World in Brookfield. They have a great selection of shoes, apparel, and accessories to help kick your game into high gear. Soccer World's team of soccer experts have over 38 years of experience in the retail and soccer market. From cleats to shin guards, jerseys to coaching equipment, they'll help you stay ahead of the game. Plus, look to Soccer World for all your team business needs. Soccer World, 12615 West North Avenue in Brookfield, or online at soccerworldofbrookfield.net.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.